This is Tani Talks Sessions, where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep every week a different idea to touch upon. All previous episodes are available on different podcast formats. If you missed it, you're able to hear it. I have a special co-host with me, Little Guy, the one that came, thank God, this year. So if you hear little sounds joining us, it's because of my sort of co-host that is with me. I apologize in advance, but hopefully it's okay. I want to talk a little bit about music. I know I talk about it all the time on the different episodes of the different shows. Reminder, we have Tani Talks DAF, the minute lesson on the DAF, Tani Talks OT, the therapy minute this season. We talk a minute from an OT's perspective. We have Tani Talks Parsha, 5 to 10 minutes about the Parsha. We have Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, still catching up. We're still heading out with the season where we have a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per session, per episode. And then we have, of course, this Tani Talks session where we talk a little bit about the topic. We also introduce Tani Talks music, my songs from over the years. It's its own series now available on different formats and different forums, especially Amazon Music. Go hear it. We have 40 plus songs we're happy for you to listen to. But I want to talk about the idea of music itself. This past summer, I was able to work in day camp here in Long Island with my kids in a nearby town. And I had a blast, had a wonderful time. And I was able to do different formats, different areas to work out in camp and to help out in camp. I was officially a chinuch, but I took my OT spin. I'm an OT by trade, occupational therapist for pediatrics and public school. I'm working on my 10th year. God willing, this will be my 10th year. And I like to do things in a fine motor way, in a sensory way, so that's what I did in camp. The different groups came every day. On average, I had 7 groups on some days less. And we always tried to do something fine motor or sensory related and hands-on. On Fridays, I did the Oneg with my guitar when it wasn't the 3 weeks, and with my voice when it was the 3 weeks. And it was such a wonderful feeling, such a wonderful way to be able to play with the guitar. I had a really great time playing the guitar, and I had a time just a few days ago where I played for a long time. I think I got a 2-hour playing practice session, which felt so nice while my wife was at orientation. She works at a nearby school in the town we live in, where my kids go also. The big 3 go there, and the younger 2 are obviously not able to go there yet, but everybody should be happy, healthy, and safe now and always. At Mevesh Mshana, we should only know from good things. But playing the guitar was wonderful, and Hashem blessed me recently in the past few weeks to have my newest song, Destiny, which you can hear on Tani Talks Music, and it came to me from Hashem. So when I play the guitar, it's really amazing, it's really wonderful, and music is a very, very big part of my life. That's why I talk about it so much. When I was 9 or 10 years old, I was asked by my mom what I want to play, what I want to use, how I want to go about it, because she was a piano teacher. My oldest plays guitar, my oldest brother plays guitar, and my middle brother, Alav Hashalom, he played the drums. So my turn when I was around that age was what to play, and I thought about it. I tried a lesson of piano, did not work out, it was not for me. So I said I'm going to play guitar, and I want to play lefty. I'm officially a lefty, except for some reason I kick better with my right foot, I always say, which makes no sense, but you know, I played kickball with the kids the other day, the oldest 2 boys in 2nd and 4th grade right now in 2024. And my right foot was much stronger, much better than my left foot. Doesn't understand why, but I write with my left and I play guitar with my left. And I wrap tefillin on my right arm. I'm officially a lefty. We talk a whole episode about that. Lefty power. But my idea was to play the guitar, and I started on a little acoustic, like a junior one. Then I moved over to the electric, which I played a while, and then I switched back to the acoustic. And Baruch Hashem, I was blessed to have been gifted the best guitar in the world, in my opinion, the Martin D28 left-handed Ambertone guitar, which was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful guitar, and I've used it for since then. And I brought it with me to Oneg every week, and it's in a hard shell case because, you know, my kids are crazy and they knock it around. A lot of times I keep it on the main floor hoping that I'll play a lot. Other times I keep it up in my room, in our room, because I don't want it to be taken. I also have a budget guitar, Yamaha, I got myself a couple of years ago, but it doesn't compare. If you know music well, you know instruments well, thank God I've been playing since I'm 9 or 10 years old, and it's 25 years later, thank God, and 40 plus songs Hashem allowed me, gifted me to play. So I could tell the difference, and to me it sounds different, and it's really beautiful to play. What do you want to play? Do you want to play an instrument? I thought it would be cool to learn, and it really was a wonderful thing to learn. And that is my instrument. The guitar is my instrument. Thank God I've been playing over 25 years. You could hear all the songs that I made on that series. You could hear a few episodes on OT, Tani Talks OT as well. We did the concert episodes 1 and 2, but that wasn't even the newest songs. But music playing for me especially is very cathartic, very emotional. You know, I'll connect to a song. I wrote a song for my dad who passed away when I was 9. I wrote a song for my brother who passed away when I was 20. And I wrote a song for Corona when my wife and I were going through personal difficulties. Baruch Hashem, we should be together, happy and healthy, well. But we were going through things together that were difficult in life. And I wrote that song especially for the Corona lens when people were locked up and people were in pain. People were in difficulties. People, lots of people were very sick, and a lot of people died too. We should not wrote for such things. That one's so much pain. Probably one of my favorite songs I ever wrote, thanks to Hashem. And even though it doesn't have a lot of words, I find the words to be very powerful, and I find the tune and the riff, we call it, to be very powerful. So for me, playing guitar, playing the instrument of the guitar is very emotional. I get very involved in it. I've been zocha also to play kumzitzes. Over the past few years, I played for the camp. For the teenagers, I played on a Saturday night when I was working day camp this summer. I brought the guitar to play by the bonfire. They were more interested in hanging out. I was more interested in playing, but at least I tried. And I've played for the teens a few times, like 3 times for one of the local shuls here in our town. And when everyone's singing together and you have a live instrument, it just doesn't compare to when you don't have the live instrument. So singing on Shabbos is beautiful. But when you bring it during the week, it's a whole different level. So Shabbos has the Shabbos level, but during the week has the actual musical instrument level. And when you play, if you play, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Hashem gave me the ability to express myself through the guitar, to be able to express what is going on in my mind, what's going on, what I want to write. You know, thank God I've written a song for the kids, and I've really tweaked it for the kids, I mean. Written a song for the wife and tweaked other songs for her too as well. Because when I started playing at teenage years, when I started writing, making music and writing at teenage years, obviously I hadn't met my wife yet for many years to come. But it really becomes an emotional thing, and it really is a wonderful way. Listening to music also is very, very crucial, very, very important. During the 3 weeks and during Sfira time, I find it brutally hard not to have real music. And we try to listen to only Jewish, only male singers. We switched over many years ago. When we got married, we decided to switch over music, and we also decided to switch over what we read. And we also switched over to what we watch to try to be better about what we watch. My wife usually will make sure that the movie or the TV show we watch together is good to go. And I, myself, my own series, I'll watch things that are more action-packed or more like superhero-based that are also great to go. But it's not in her line of what she likes because, you know, she's not a superhero fan or a Star Wars fan, for example. Stuff like that. Or Lord of the Rings fan, for example. Just a few examples. But these were things we wanted to switch over. So one of the things was the music that we switched over. Again, the books we switched over to Feldheim, and we switched over to Art School. We switched over to Shar Press. We wanted to make sure to have those things in our house. We have the free lending library with those books and with those different publishers specifically that are Jewish and have the Jewish content, have the Jewish aspect to it. And I love having it. Lately, it's been a little less busy, but hopefully we'll get back to people coming. And it's really wonderful. We have kids' books. We have adult books. And we ourselves, we try to read. Our favorite thing, you know, Friday night when the kids are in their beds and the fake fireplace, we have an electric fireplace in our living room. When that's going and the little water, we have a little Zen water thing, a desk thing that's going. And I open up a really good book. There's nothing like it. It's really a wonderful aspect to Shabbos. I actually recently, here in September 2024, I found this amazing, amazing book, Even There, Even Now. It's a trifecta. It's a trilogy. And it's such a good book, even though it's very, very depressing, the overall theme and what's happening to the main character. But it's such a good book that I really couldn't put it down. I read for hours and hours till late into the night because it was so good. And I read like 200 pages, and that doesn't usually happen. Usually I'm out cold after a couple of pages, a couple of chapters. But it's really good. When you have a really good book, there's nothing like it either. But that's for another time. We talk about that at length in the book topic, but here we're talking about the music. And music, listening to me, is very important. So we find the Jewish male singers, we find very pop stuff. You know, I used to buy all the songs, and then I found that we can make playlists on Spotify. My wife is very good at that. So she finds really good songs, really good tunes, really good, you know, parodies are very funny also. Gershom Robo is an example. Uncle Moshe has some too. And of course, 613 does parodies in Maccabees and Y Studs. And you know, Nissan Black is one of my favorite. I love the rap and the hip hop when it's made in a Jewish flair. You know, DJ Izzy is really good. DJ Yoni Z is really good. Really upbeat, really good song. Thank you, Hashem, has lots of good stuff too. When we're in the car, almost always we're going to play music. When we don't have the music, it's kind of weird for us. It's almost like breathing. It comes something that we need, and we need to breathe in that music. Moment out of the music, the kids ask me, Abba, where's the music? What happened? Can I see it? And they know a lot of our songs. They know what's going on. So I like the fast music, the upbeat music. Not every fast song, but most of them usually are good for me. And the iPod, the last iPod that was ever created, we got the iPod Touch, the last version we got. I still use it, you know, myself to use as a recorder or for my own shows or whatnot. But that's the last one that we have. So that can connect to listen to music. We could connect a Bluetooth to my phone or to that, to the house speaker. We have an outdoor speaker also. We have the car we could connect it to. Many ways to listen to music, to be involved in music. And it could be a really cool way. We also have the Naki radio that I don't use as much as I should. We have the home version, which is the one that came with the remote and two speakers. It's very cool. My station is there actually on Naki radio, the Tani Talks podcast. When you go to that show, you could look up and you could find that there are my different channels. There are my different elements. You know, the Daf one, Pirkei Avos one, the Sessions one, the OT one, the Parsha one, and hopefully they added the music one as well. But these are different things to be involved with and to have and to use in your own house. It's a very cool thing. There are many genres, and there's a whole different thing, and there's a whole aspect of a music therapy. There are people who are music therapists, people who literally use music to help the others. Music is a universal language. My mom was a music therapist. All cultures have the same notes and chords, and it's a universal language. You could play with one another. You can go to Japan, and you could play the guitar, and they're going to have the same chords as in America. You could go to Israel, they're going to have the same chords as they play in America, the same notes. You could play alongside the other people. You could play alongside your brothers and sisters at the Kotel in Israel, and you could play it here. I actually played some songs during the Onegs that I mentioned in day camp. We did it on Fridays, and I did three back-to-back for different groups, each about 40 minutes, so I would do some songs. Then the co would ask some Parsha questions and give out some certificates. It was a really nice way of going about the Oneg. We gave out candy for those who sang best. We made maracas 1 week to use. Other weeks we bought actual maracas from Amazon. Really cool ways of going about things. And the kids would sit and we would all play together and we would all sing together. And the maracas was a way to play together. Obviously, not everyone has a guitar. But music is really a beautiful experience, a spiritual experience. And it's really a high for me. Many times I feel a connection to the music. And I feel that it enters my being. It enters my soul. And when I'm playing and when I'm singing, I feel transfixed. I feel so cathartic. That's why it bothers me so much when one of my kids interrupts the playing or tries to touch the guitar or tries to grab the guitar. Obviously, I love them and they're cute. And it's adorable, but on some level, it's like you're invading my personal time, my personal cathartic experience. Come on. So it's hard for me. But I need to just play. And sometimes it's really a good sublimation if I'm feeling angry or I'm feeling upset or irritated or frustrated. If I pick up that guitar, I can melt those feelings away. And I feel such a high afterwards, such a natural spiritual high. So the other day, I felt the need to play. And I played for those 2 hours. I went through all my songs to make sure I remember all them. Sometimes I just need to play. And sometimes we just need to have it in our life. We just need to have it in our being. We need to have it in our neshamas. It's just something that needs to be a part of our existence. It needs to be a part of our aspect. You know, the Baal Shem Tov talks about, the Chabad points out with Eliezer Steinman, why did the Baal Shem Tov talk about how Hasidim burst into song and dance at the slightest provocation? Is this the behavior of the healthy, of the individual? The Baal Shem Tov explained with a story. One time a musician came to town. A musician of great but unknown talent, he stood on a street corner and began to play. Those who stopped to listen could not tear themselves away, and soon a large crowd stood, enthralled by the glorious music, whose equal they had never heard. Before long, they were wondering who's playing. They were moving to its rhythm. The entire street was transformed into a dancing mass of humanity. A deaf man walked by, wondered, had the world gone mad? Why are the townspeople jumping up and down, waving their arms and turning in circles in the middle of the street? Chassidim concluded, the Baal Shem Tov are moved by the melody that issues forth from every creature in God's creation. If it makes them appear mad to those with less sensitive ears, should they therefore cease to dance? We should have the rhythm of the music of our life in our souls and our very essence. Music rocks. Music is awesome. Music is amazing. It should really be fully involved in your life. It can be the unleashing of many feelings. You know, I once had a good friend in high school who did not like music, did not like to listen to music, and I looked at him as if he was mad, if he was bonkers, as if he was not all there, and he was a very, very, very smart person, very, very intellectual, and I couldn't understand why music wasn't for him. You know, I drove an hour there, an hour 15 back, and went all the way to Long Island for high school, all the way from Staten Island growing up, and it was a long, long drive. I would sleep a lot in the morning or listen to music on the way home. I used to listen to music on my Zen or my iPod Nano or my mini disc, whatever I used at the time, or even a CD player or tape player way back in the day. And music really got me through those long drives those days. And music, for me, now gets me through long drives too. We've tried podcasts and audiobooks, and that helps us a lot, especially on a crazy, crazy, crazy long drive. But on a regular drive, music is really wonderful. You could get into it, you could sing along, and you could, you know, dance along, at least in your seat when driving. Music is really crucial. Music is really wonderful and really awesome. Age points out, with Shoshana Sarah, the author, music is by nature therapeutic. Once you learn how to improvise, you can express on the instrument whatever you're feeling. It's sort of a musical homeopathy. If you're feeling depressed, you can't decide that, since depression is something that you have, that something bad that you shouldn't be feeling. You'll play happy music to try to counteract it. Instead, you play music that matches how you feel. As you improvise the music that expresses whatever state of mind you're in without judging it, the music naturally transforms into a different state, usually positive, and you transform along with it. Music literally is transformative. It literally changes a person around. And it's so wonderful. You know, the Talmud talks about how music was used, and the Torah points out to us, the Mishnah points out to us, music was used in the Beis HaMikdash, right? The Levim were known as singers. I always wonder, does that mean by definition every Levi has a good voice? I don't know. But the Kohanim would do the service, and the Levim would sing along, Shir Shel Yom, Hayom Yom Sheni, the Levim used to sing about in the Beis HaMikdash. And they had instruments, and they would have different ways of going about playing to glorify and sanctify God's name by using the music. Music goes way back. You know, we sing the Parsha, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Ve'av Esmei Yisrael, Ve'amar Talim Es Korbani, Lachmi Lishai, Re'ach Nechachi Tishmeru, there's cantillation, there's notes, there's trup, the way that we sing the Torah leaning, and then of course the Haftorah leaning, which I like even more. Vayikrevu Yemei David, Lamos Feitzav, Esmeno Shalomo, Lemor Avi, Yishpiani Lemor, Hinei Enochi. You know, now I'm confusing the two of them, but really it's Vayikrevu Yemei David, Lamos Feitzav, Eshamo Veno, Lemor, Anochi, Oleg Bedere, Koratz, I don't remember all them by heart, but it's a little bit different. The regular trump is a little higher, and the Haftorah one is a little lower. A little more of a baritone, whatever it's called, versus the soprano or the tenor, whatever the words are. But music comes into our religion too. It comes into our way of life too. Judaism is so big on music. And when you see different musical artists that are so talented that connect people, I find it fascinating. Ishai Ribo, for example, connects a lot of people, all different types of people, religious, not religious, Sfardim Ashkenazim. I wonder how many people love Nissan Black too and listen to him, all different types of Jews. It's wonderful when we see that, because music is such a way of connecting people. Music is the universal language of mankind. Even Harvard points it out on news.harvard.edu. New Harvard study establishes music universal. Back when I found this article, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was the one that said music is the universal language of mankind. Scientists at Harvard have published about how it's so amazing to see that music is a cultural product which is really fascinating. Everyone can play and listen to music all over the world, especially musicians, but they can be involved with it in different ways depending on how they approach it. Music is fantastic. Music really rocks. In Judaism, the Aish Rabbi points out, music and song is considered one of the most powerful forces that exist to affect the hearts of human beings. The entirety of Torah is referred to as a song. When Moshe was commanded to write the first Torah scroll, he said, "Now write this song." And we know Hazinu is considered a song also when we're going through the history, and Moshe's pointing towards the future as well. Torah is like a song. Every word of the Torah is accompanied by a note to be sung. Different notes that we're supposed to use to lane the Torah. And it's so beautiful to hear the Torah laning around the whole world. You'll hear it the same way. Whether in a Sephardi shul, they do it the Sephardi way. Or in the Ashkenazi shul, they do it in the Ashkenazi way. The Torah itself is a great symphony. As the Aish Rabbi points out, every detail represents a type of musical instrument, each one necessary for the wholeness of the great concerto. Music goes straight to the heart. The heart is the place where the physical and spiritual aspects of a human being come into one existence. The expression of the dual existence is the power of speech, launched at the moment of the combination of soul to body. The zenith of speech is song, which draws upon the deepest connection of the body and soul within the heart. The Rambam explains that to reach the level of the prophets, you need to have music to play to or listen to. David played for King Shaul to bring him to those levels, especially when he had melancholia or whatever. King David himself wrote an entire book of Tehillim, prayers through music. They say that David himself was a harp player. The sages teach that Mashiach will come and teach us the eighth tone, which will radically change music to become a divine connection. This is why nations have national anthems. Armies march into battle with musical accompaniments. Music has a profoundly influential as well as defining effect on life and on our souls. Some people begin music lessons very, very young, and throughout, they continue through high school. They talk about how it can connect to the fingers, it connects to the soul, it becomes a magical device, a powerful tool that can be used to bring different stories and different emotions and different feelings to the forefront. It really is cathartic. It really becomes an outlet. When a person is excited or angry or confused, you can be drawn to the instrument and use it to release the emotions through the keys, through the notes, through the strings. If you're playing a guitar or piano, people can compose. They could be simple, yet sincere, the songs. They could become a journal, and the instrument can be your pen. The songs can come from the heart. It can burst through, and it could go through, and it could accompany to the aspects of the soul, the very depths of the soul. People can see the talent, recognize the talent, and there's really a huge music industry because of this. This is how I feel exactly about the guitar, playing my songs, which might seem on some level to some people simple, but if you play an instrument, this could be how it could feel for you as well. If you don't play yet or want to, this could be exactly what you should do in your own life. Did you know that there was a time that a great violinist went into the subway metro station in Washington, D.C. at the height of morning rush hour? Did you ever hear this story? Would anyone recognize if there was such a thing that happened? Gene Weingarten, a Washington Post staff writer, was determined to find out this question. The idea was born a number of years ago when he left a crowded metro station and noticed a ragged-looking man playing the keyboard. The musician was quite good, but he was receiving virtually no notice. Looking at the amorphous mass of humanity rushing by, he felt a surge of anger. The thought crossed his mind that even the greatest of musicians wouldn't be able to touch these rushing creatures, but he decided to test this hypothesis before in bringing it onto the public. The result was a very intriguing social experiment. Weingarten approached Joshua Bell, one of the finest classical musicians in the world. At the time, Bell was 39, a very famous violinist who plays before awestruck crowds across the globe. His instrument is his violin from Stradivari, which is a very famous violin company. At the end of his Italian master career, he got one of the best violins, and it cost him $3.5 million at the time. Bell and his violin are on a mastery level at a huge height, and he's so good. So He approached Josh Duhamel. Somehow he connected to him. He asked him to play, and he said that he would play. So in 2007, on January 12th at 7:51 on a Friday morning, Bell, who dressed as a commoner in jeans and a long-sleeved T-shirt and a Washington National baseball cap, opened his violin case, threw a few dollars in as seed money, and began to play. The pieces he performed were not popular, well-known ditties. They were complex, beautiful pieces that only a virtuoso could know how to play. He put his heart and soul into his music. He played 6 pieces in 43 minutes. During that time, 1,097 people walked by. Only 7 stopped to hear the music for more than a minute. 27 tossed in some money while hurrying on. The rest rushed by in oblivion, which is such a chutzpah. Weingarten wrote up the results of his experiment early April to the Washington Post, 2 days before Joshua Bell accepted the Avery Fisher Prize, at the time the greatest honor a classical musician in America can receive. Reactions poured in. The story got the largest and most global response of anything he ever wrote at the time, remarked Weingarten. Over 1,000 comments came from around the globe. 10% of the readers wrote that the article made them cry. Cry for the dead and souls that couldn't stop to appreciate the beauty that surrounded them. Cry for the lost moments, the opportunities that slipped through our hands never to return. Cry for the rush of life which sucks up the essence of life itself. How sad, how tragic that we let the music of life slip by. Life is too short to miss the sweet sound of the harmonious melodies around us. Life is too sad. Life is too fast, to not stop to listen to the symphonies around you, the harmonies of Hashem's world and creation. Stop. Listen to the music. Play the music. Soak it in. We need to be involved in those musics. We need to be involved in the learning. We need to be involved in the aspect. We need to do what we can to fully be involved in music. Music is crucial. Music is fundamental. Music is elementary from the basic level. Play all the time. Sing all the time. Listen to music constantly. It brings happiness and joy and emotion into our lives. You can be inspired by music at any time. Capitalize on inspiration. Use your inspiration in your life to bring it to music and song. Happy in the service of Hashem is really a great level, and it could bring it to you with instruments. If you feel sad, use music to help you. If you feel down, allow music or an instrument to let your sorrow out through the music, through song, through expression. I've done this at least 3 times for my dad, for my brother, for Corona times, through the guitar. If you have a talent for music and know how to use it and play and sing, use it for others. Teach it to others. Don't let it be wasted. Use music to thank Hashem and praise Hashem to recount the elements of His care for us. Songs should be used in davening and praying and learning and studying the Torah and the Haftorah. There are different elements in life. Infuse music and song whenever possible in life. Use our hands to physically make music with spirituality. Connect the body to the soul with music. Make sure to sing not only with yourself but with others. Make sure that you get people involved, like I did with the Kumzes for the teenagers, like I did with the Oneg with the kids in camp. When singing with others, make sure everyone can have parts that they can contribute, even if it's a small kid, like we gave the maracas to the kids in camp. Sing with others songs that they want to hear, and make sure they can be involved. Music is a fantastic, fantastic thing. Music is fundamentally important. I cannot stress how important music is, whether you're driving or you're walking or you're traveling through life, or whether you're experiencing intense emotions, whether you're experiencing intense feelings. Music is a great conduit, a beautiful conduit to express those feelings, to express those emotions. If you want to know what I mean, go find Tani Talks Music on Amazon Music and go find So Much Pain and you'll see it, or find the song for Notch. I'm Missing You, I call it. The song for Dad, My Father, I call it. These songs are very emotional for me, very personal for me, very connected for me. If you want a copy of it, feel free to ask me and I'll send it to you. MaximumTEE7@gmail.com for any of the songs that you're curious, or for the links if you're curious, especially to this new series. Or if you have any comments, suggestions, or recommendations, I'm always happy to hear it, especially if it's positive feedback, positive comments. That's MaximumTEE7@gmail.com. Music is so powerful. Music is so amazing. Musical is life-transforming. Music is life-changing. Make sure to infuse music into your life every single day in any way you can, especially through all these players, Naki Radio, the 24/6 app, the 24/6 music device, which I love. YidFlix now has YidPad, the device I am a huge fan of. There's so many ways to do it. You could get iTunes music, you could do Spotify, you can make your own playlist. There's so many ways to listen, so many ways to be involved. And if you want to learn an instrument, it's very easy. You could just pick it up and start at whatever level you want. Feel free to comment to me, MaximumTE7@gmail.com. Music is powerful. Music is important. Music is fundamental and crucial for every single person's life. This has been Tani Talk Sessions, where we talk about a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. Thanks for listening. Join us next time here on the TTS on Tani Talk Sessions, and I'm your host, Tani.